A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Exploits in gaming are simultaneously brilliant, but also the absolute worst thing on this earth. Usually an oversight on the part of developers, they offer players the chance to completely circumvent their intentions and access fun areas, get extra items, or just bludgeon their way through the entire game without, you know, having to try. That last one's a bit of a problem though, because the whole USP of a video game is that you're supposed to try. Otherwise, you're just passively consuming a story and the game becomes more like just reading a book. And, as we all know, books are for nerds. My name is Adam Cleary and these are 10 secret exploits that ruined your favourite games. Number 10, Psycho Cyan, Final Fantasy VI. This particular exploit, which rendered the playable character, Cyan, completely overpowered, was infamous for being cool for 5 minutes and then subsequently ruining your entire game. It's quite complex to explain if you've not played the game, but effectively you were combining two bugs. First off, if you get KO'd and revived in Sky status, you can counter any physical attack. Secondly, if you're then given Imp status while in Sky status, your counter works differently and Sky never actually comes off. Combining these two means that when you counter-attack, you actually attack and then counter-attack your own attack with another attack, thus creating a never-ending loop that only ends when all your enemies are dead, including the game's biggest bosses. Fun at first, but completely destroys the entire challenge. Number 9, Corrupted Blood, World of Warcraft. In 2005, Warcraft was patched to include a new multiplayer raid and, apologies for the pronunciation, Zul'Garub. This tasked players with overcoming Hakkar the Soulflayer, effectively a RuPaul Charizard, and his terrifying spell Corrupted Blood. The spell was comically overpowered but sensibly restricted by the developers to a certain area of the game. This made sure that, you know, players didn't just take it out into the wider world and start smashing the piss out of lower level players. But, and you know precisely what's coming here, a technical oversight meant that some players were able to smuggle it out and, all of a sudden, they had a game-breaking virtual epidemic on their hands. Players abandoned the game's cities to stave off infection or just stopped playing altogether, and it took weeks of quarantine zones, patches, and resets to fix. Number 8, Souls Farming, Dark Souls. Dark Souls is a game that necessitates a massive amount of patience, which admittedly I don't have, by rewarding persistence and determination and punishing inattentiveness and overeagerness. Or rather, it would be if people hadn't found a killer exploit. The exploit itself, which involves farming the game's souls, is easily performed. You simply cancel a move and consume a soul, simultaneously granting you the experience without actually consuming the soul in question. Doesn't sound like much, admittedly, but it completely defeats the entire point of the game in the process. Farming souls, as it's known, is counterproductive because it renders Dark Souls easy. And a Dark Souls game that's easy is as pointless as a jelly dildo. Number 7, Super Bouncing, Halo 2. Super bouncing in Halo 2, which utilized terrain floors in a similar fashion to bunny hopping, was a massive nuisance for online players. So much so it was removed fully from subsequent versions of the game in order to encourage a more composed and civilized online experience. For the uninitiated, by which I mean anybody under the age of about 23, crouching in very specific areas of certain maps would desynchronize the game. This gave the appearance of it lagging and allowed players to launch themselves into the air, sometimes into bastard oblivion, but more often than not into special advantage points. Performed correctly, this propelled players clean across the map and gave the bell end stuck on the ground an absolutely horrendous online experience. Number 6, B plus X plus right trigger, Halo 2. Yes, Halo 2 again, and it was obviously a great game, but had more bugs in it than Jules' beard. B plus X plus right trigger was another oversight, allowing players to melee and shoot simultaneously, bypassing opponent shields completely and thus granting a guaranteed assassination with minimal exertion. It was the most piss-boiling hack in a game and ruined everybody's online experience. Performing the exploit involved not only being an unrepentant but also performing a melee, B, reloading, X, and firing right trigger in quick succession. This sequence cancelled each animation prematurely and began the next. It was one of those if you can't beat 'em, join 'em problems though, so soon every single player would use it, thus rendering online play about as subtle and nuanced as this bag of smashed crabs. Number 5, Infinite Gold, Oblivion. Back in my day, finding a way to get unlimited resources was known as a cheat. I was absolutely dreadful at StarCraft when I was 13, but by typing in show me the money, I would absolutely batter those Protoss dweebs from space pillar to space post. But in this day and age, when it's not literally written in the game to help developers playtest, it's pointless. It renders any sense of achievement non-existent and removes any sense of progression or development. Performing this exploit in Oblivion involved murdering this Dorian chap and looting his lifeless corpse indefinitely. Or hey, if you didn't want the bad karma, you could just repeatedly pickpocket him instead. Either way, your coffers would spill over and you'd have done precisely bot all to deserve it, you dick. Number 4, Unlimited Maneuvers, XCOM 2. Also known as the Iron Man exploit, Unlimited Maneuvers is a game-breaking oversight in XCOM 2, allowing players to execute an innumerable amount of actions in a given round. It is devastatingly effective, not especially difficult to perform, but has damaging ramifications, not unlike my chat-up lines. Ending and reloading a round simultaneously would cause the game to disregard the player's final action. Performed correctly, this means you can eliminate every opponent with a single soldier because they'd have unrestricted movement and unlimited shots on target. Now, you might think that's not so bad, but the whole point of Iron Man mode was to provide a massive challenge for the game's more experienced players. Cheating that, and you're only hurting yourself. Number 3, Item Duplication, Pokemon Red and Blue. Missing no. It's always the ones we love who hurt us the most. No sooner did one of your school friends show you how to duplicate all of your Master Balls and Flamethrower TMs, did you realize you'd corrupted your Hall of Fame files. You all remember surfing up and down Cinnabar Island would eventually lead to an encounter with Missing No, which looks like a cross between a big backwards L and an angry chimney that's escaped the Matrix. Story goes that originally Generation 1 was supposed to have 190 different Pokemon, but 39 of them were removed, but crucially not fully deleted, before release, either being saved for Generation 2 or scrapped entirely. This meant that when the game was tricked into encountering one of these 39 Pokemon, it would have to render something that didn't actually exist, thus birthing Missing No and spewing out countless knock-on glitches as a consequence. Number 2, Wave Dashing, Super Smash Bros. Wave Dashing, featured in Super Smash Bros. Melee, is a physics exploit allowing players to dodge more effectively, performed by sliding back and forth and attacking simultaneously. It is incredibly irritating because it creates an unnecessary barrier between veterans and newbies. In short, the winner of most matches was merely the person who knew how to wave dash. Which of course isn't the point of Smash Bros., is it? The point of Smash Bros. Is that the winner is the person who most frequently scores a banter kill with a move they've accidentally triggered. Performing the exploit involves jumping and air dodging into the ground, allowing players to shield themselves and sidestep potential attacks simultaneously, something which was never intended by the developers. Nintendo, the absolute kings that they are, got rid of this for all subsequent versions because it was a trick exclusively for knobs and perverts. Number 1, Infinite Lives, Super Mario Bros. Perhaps the most infamous gaming exploit in history, this particular oversight is remarkably advantageous despite its devastating consequences. Travelling to World 3-1, the player is essentially able to harvest infinite lives by bouncing on a Koopa Troopa located towards the midpoint of the stage, jamming the poor, defenseless turtle between a rock and a fat lad's foot. Now, on the one hand, yes, this would end up with you getting unlimited lives, but it would also besiege you with any number of game-breaking glitches. Your lives could go down into negative numbers and your game would just randomly crash. Serves you right, in fairness. Regardless though, the infinite lives trick from Super Mario Bros. Is one of the earliest examples of a game-breaking exploit ever recorded, which makes it historical as well as completely irritating.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.